Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Toronto, Great Wall of Truth in Chinatown. UK, Falun Gong practitioners gather for year-end group study and experience sharing. Bulgaria, signature drive to bring Chinese dictator to justice. Houston, Texas, support for Falun Gong in front of Chinese consulate. Over 2,000 Baoding residents signed petitions supporting lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. And couple in their 80s in perfect health since learning Falun Dafa 18 years ago. Now for the stories. Toronto, Great Wall of Truth in Chinatown. Local Falun Gong practitioners organized a Great Wall of Truth event in Toronto's Chinatown on December 28th. Banners reading Happy New Year and support 200,000 Chinese suing Jiang Zemin were held high, and passersby stopped their hurried steps to learn more. Many signed a petition demanding an immediate end to the organ harvesting atrocities involving jailed Falun Gong practitioners. The petition also supported the lawsuits against former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin. Mr. Zhu and his wife brought their child to the event despite the cold weather. Mr. Zhu's wife said, "We come here to let more people know about Falun Gong and the truth about the persecution of Falun Gong in China." She talked about how the party controls the media in China and even most Chinese language media in other countries as well. She said that these media still spread lies defaming Falun Gong, and she hopes that the public will not be deceived by party propaganda. "The Chinese Communist Party is crazy. We must put Jiang Zemin on trial," said Sam, a civil engineer. He signed the petition and thanked practitioners for their efforts. Juliana, a resident of Toronto, said, "It is so sad to know that Falun Gong had their organs forcibly taken. I support your activities to end the persecution." Jesse Herb, a college student from Millersville University in Pennsylvania, commented that the lawsuits against Jiang Zemin are a positive step toward justice. He said, "I support you," while signing the petition.
UK, Falun Gong practitioners gather for year-end group study and experience sharing. A Falun Gong group study and discussion session was held in the suburbs of London between Christmas and New Year's. Practitioners from England, Scotland, Wales, and New Ireland were in attendance. Rewards of looking inward. Ms. Yu is a retired kindergarten teacher in Glasgow, Scotland. Her friend mailed her the book Juan Falun in May 1999. She read it and immediately started practicing Falun Gong. She recalled, "I was excited beyond words when reading Juan Falun. I was touched by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I went to a local practice site and learned the exercises. Within a few months, my arthritis disappeared. I have not seen a doctor since. I found that bad habits, intolerance, jealousy and hatred were gradually eliminated by following Master Li's teachings. It's a marvelous process. I look inward when facing a conflict so I can see where to improve myself, rather than try to change others. Conflicts are resolved as I rid myself of attachments or change my attitude. Overcoming conflicts via looking within is quite rewarding. The environment around me also changes. My daughters and my husband do not practice Falun Gong, but they also benefit from my practice. My husband noticed that I have become more tolerant and confident. I am healthier. My daughters feel happy and warm at home. I know this change is because I follow Master Li's teachings in my daily life. Cherishing all in life. Peter from England has a hotel business in Cardiff, Wales. He has practiced Falun Gong for 14 years. As a veteran practitioner, he expressed his appreciation. "I used to feel I was short of something in life and was constantly seeking it. I found what I was looking for within Falun Gong." He said he felt his life had become complete and more solid. He thanks Master Li for helping him understand what true happiness and freedom are. Practicing Falun Gong, he learned to put down ego and think of others first. He came to cherish life, the people he met, and everything in his environment. He said his family and friends felt the grace of Falun Gong from him and commended the practice. Learning true happiness. Joy is a kindergarten teacher in London. She always has a smile on her face. She says she has enjoyed many benefits through practicing Falun Gong. She said, "I thank Master Li for helping me to become a better person. Practicing Falun Gong has benefited her work and made her a better teacher. She said she can better understand children and other people, and she is more energetic in her work. At home, she has better relations with her family." Finding truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Sonia Zhang just finished her PhD studies in pharmacology at a university in Northern Ireland. She started practicing Falun Gong in 2012. She said, "Falun Gong let me find the true standard of right and wrong. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Now I know the standard I should follow and how I should behave in society and at home. Practicing Falun Gong leads me to look within and follow these principles in my daily life."
Bulgaria, signature drive to bring Chinese dictator to justice. Falun Gong practitioners in Bulgaria observed International Human Rights Day on December 10, 2015, by collecting signatures on a petition demanding that former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin be held accountable for initiating the persecution of Falun Gong. They also held a documentary screening and a peaceful protest outside the Chinese embassy in Bulgaria, raising awareness, calling for support. Signatures were collected in over 10 cities in Bulgaria, and over 3,000 signatures have been collected so far. The petition, an official criminal report form, addressed to the Supreme Court of the People's Republic of China, calls for bringing former party leader Jiang Zemin to justice for persecuting Falun Gong. Over 500 Bulgarian citizens signed the petition on December 10th after learning about the persecution in China. Also on December 10th, a dozen practitioners stood in peaceful protest outside the Chinese embassy in the capital city of Sofia. Their banners read, "End the persecution of Falun Dafa," and "End the forced organ harvesting." Practitioners screened the documentary Transcending Fear in the cities of Sofia, Plovdiv, and Varna. The documentary tells about the life and work of Chinese human rights defender, lawyer Gao Shisheng. He has been repeatedly arrested and tortured for his human rights efforts, including speaking out against the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. For his brave efforts, Gao has received numerous awards and was twice nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Houston, Texas. Support for Falun Gong in front of Chinese consulate. In every major city, foreign consulates see a great deal of traffic. This is no exception for the Chinese consulate in Houston. From Chinese citizens taking care of business to people of other countries applying for travel visas. In order to counteract the Chinese regime's slander of Falun Gong and raise awareness of the 16-year persecution of the practice in China, Falun Gong practitioners in Houston have maintained a frequent presence in front of the Chinese consulate. With display boards and flyers about the persecution, they let people know about what is happening in China. Through their efforts, countless Chinese nationals and people of other ethnicities have received information about the Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong, and large numbers have shown great support for Falun Gong practitioners. Support from the public. One day, a Falun Gong practitioner spoke to a middle-aged Caucasian man near the consulate. When offered a flyer, the man told the practitioner with excitement that he always tells his guests about the persecution in China. He had heard about the persecution through an English flyer and felt it very important to tell more people about what is happening in China. So he placed the flyer on his living room table, and whenever he has visitors, he shows them the flyer and tells them about the persecution. Pointing at the display board about the Chinese regime's organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners, a Chinese woman asked, "Is this real?" A Falun Gong practitioner answered, "Yes, it's still going on. Hospitals and concentration camps are secretly committing crimes against Falun Gong practitioners." The lady was shocked. She asked the practitioner to give her a flyer so that she could take pictures of it and send them to her mother in China. She also planned to send flyers through an online social network program so that more people would know about it. Falun Gong practitioners also display banners near the Chinese consulate with the messages, "Stop persecuting Falun Gong," "Global lawsuits against Jiang Zemin," and "Stop live organ harvesting" in both Chinese and English. Many people take pictures of the banners and display boards. When a young Chinese man appeared hesitant to take a picture, a practitioner told him, "Yes, you can take pictures. Show them to your family and friends. They are not able to find these pictures in China. You are here for a reason." The young man immediately started taking pictures. Two Chinese women who overheard the conversation then also took pictures of the banners. A Taiwanese person who had already heard about the persecution said to a Falun Gong practitioner, "The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, is bad. You have been working hard. Your banners are great. What a great job you are doing. I respect you for what you have done. Keep up the great work. I support you." A young American woman greeted the Falun Gong practitioners one day. Although the practitioner didn't speak much English and the young woman didn't speak Chinese, she used her cell phone to translate. The young woman asked, "What can I do to help Falun Gong?" The practitioner told her that she could sign the petition calling for an end to the CCP's forced organ harvesting. The young woman gladly signed to show her support. A diplomat from West Africa asked, "How come I didn't hear about the persecution when I was in China? Could you give me a Chinese flyer? My wife is Chinese. I have to show her." He signed the petition without hesitation. Many other people signed as soon as they spoke with the Falun Gong practitioners. Confusion cleared. Some Chinese asked, "Who sent you here? Who paid you? How do you know about the organ harvesting?" To which Falun Gong practitioners would reply, "We volunteer to tell Chinese people these facts. No one pays us a penny. We pay for these informational materials out of our own pockets. The organ harvesting is happening all over China. Many witnesses have stepped forward to testify to these atrocities. Most Chinese people are grateful to learn about the persecution." An American man said that he hadn't heard about any persecution when he was in China. A practitioner told him the CCP has blocked all information about the persecution, including any information on the internet. It is therefore very difficult for people in China to hear about it. The man signed the petition and promised to tell all the people he knew about the persecution.
Over 2,000 Baoding residents signed petitions supporting lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. Since May 2015, over 200,000 Falun Gong practitioners, their families, relatives, and friends have filed lawsuits against Jiang Zemin with the Supreme People's Court and Supreme People's Procuratorate. Many others across the globe have joined the effort by signing petitions in support of these lawsuits. In the Baoding area of Hubei Province alone, 2,370 residents have signed the petition to support bringing Jiang Zemin to justice since December 1, 2015. Below are a few examples of what they told practitioners who were collecting signatures. "It's about time he was brought to justice." When asked whether she feared retaliation for signing the petition, a lady in her 70s said, "No, I don't. Organ harvesting is such a heinous and barbaric crime. Jiang should have been brought to justice long ago." After signing the petition, a man said, "Jiang has done such truly terrible things. How can he go unpunished?" A worker on the city cleaning crew said, "Falun Gong practitioners are so kind. One winter I saw a practitioner give his own coat to a homeless person. The practitioner walked home in the cold himself. Such incidents are commonplace. It is unjust that such a group of good people have been persecuted by Jiang Zemin and his political faction. I want to be part of bringing him to justice." A farmer said, "The party's days are numbered. Most of the party officials are corrupt, and now they are incurring karmic retribution for their crimes. I fully support suing Jiang Zemin. It's about time he was brought to justice." Young girl tells of family's suffering. A young girl recounted how her parents started practicing Falun Dafa in 1996 and became healthy, but all that changed after Jiang Zemin started the persecution in 1999. Her mother was sent to forced labor camps and brainwashing centers multiple times, and her father was sentenced to 11 years in prison in August 2000 for practicing Falun Dafa. She was in the fourth grade, and her sister was in the first grade at the time. Their elderly grandparents were the only ones who could take care of them. She and her sister were often ridiculed and bullied in school. Before she could finish middle school, she was forced to quit and go to work. Her grandmother passed away in 2009, still worried about her imprisoned father. She said, "My story is just one of thousands. So many Falun Dafa practitioner families have been victims of Jiang Zemin's terrible persecution policy. We all should step up and join the effort to sue Jiang and bring him to justice." Background. In 1999, Jiang Zemin, as head of the Chinese Communist Party, overrode other Politburo Standing Committee members and launched the violent suppression of Falun Gong. The persecution has led to the deaths of many Falun Gong practitioners over the past 16 years. More have been tortured for their belief and even killed for their organs. Jiang Zemin is directly responsible for the inception and continuation of the brutal persecution. Under his personal direction, the Chinese Communist Party established an extra-legal security organ, the 610 Office, on June 10, 1999. The organization overrides police forces and the judicial system in carrying out Jiang's directive regarding Falun Gong, to ruin their reputations, cut off their financial resources, and destroy them physically. Chinese law allows for citizens to be plaintiffs in criminal cases, and many practitioners are now exercising that right to file criminal complaints against the former dictator.
Couple in their 80s in perfect health since learning Falun Dafa 18 years ago. Before we practiced Falun Dafa 18 years ago, my wife and I were in terrible health and were struggling to stay alive. We are now both in our 80s, healthy and active. Thanks to Falun Dafa's miraculous healing power, the following are our stories. Medical insurance not ever needed. My wife had severe stomach and cardiovascular problems. She dropped from 127 pounds to about 80 pounds and was too weak to walk. I was in worse shape, with clogged arteries, degrading eyesight, spinal compression and overgrowth, a kidney cyst, and eczema. In the summer of 1996, I developed an irregular heartbeat and inflammation in my stomach and intestines. None of the doctors I saw could help. A practitioner we knew visited us a few times to tell us about the health benefits of the practice. In May 1997, we decided to become practitioners and follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. In less than a month after starting the practice, all of our ailments were gone without us even taking a pill. The illnesses never recurred, and our physical conditions got better with time. I used to need help walking, but now I can go up steep hills. I can also ride a bike without any problems. Those who knew us thought that we had turned into different people after the practice. In the past 18 years, we did not even once have a cold. We have put away our health insurance cards with the rest of the things that we don't need. Many pairs of glasses sitting around. I had cataracts and retinitis. The doctor told me that there was nothing he could do to help. As my eyesight worsened, I had to keep changing glasses. Eventually, I would need surgery. By 1996, I could barely see, but was too scared to have high-risk surgery. Shortly after I began practicing Falun Dafa, my eyes became red, swollen, and sensitive to light, and I couldn't read Juan Falun. I decided to listen to teachers' recorded lectures. I dozed off and felt someone tap on my shoulder. I thought it was my wife, but she wasn't at home. I woke up and continued to listen to the lectures. A miracle happened. I suddenly could see clearly again. My prescription glasses went from -7 to -3 diopters. At the age of 80, I no longer needed glasses to read. I could see far and wide when I rode my bike. Looking at a computer screen for a long time didn't bother me either. My wife used to have an analytical job which required heavy use of her eyes. Her eyesight was damaged, and she had been wearing glasses since she was young. After she practiced Falun Dafa, her eyesight returned to normal. She was able to pull a thread through a needle without glasses and proofread small font Falun Gong informational materials.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.